This misunderstanding arose because of Heisenberg's use of thought experiments to draw out the significance of the uncertainty principle. However, thought experiments are imaginary experiments employing perfect equipment under ideal conditions. The uncertainty discovered by Heisenberg is an intrinsic feature of reality. There could be no improvement, he argued, on the limits set by the size of Planck's constant and enforced by the uncertainty relations on the precision of what is observable in the atomic world. Rather than uncertain or indeterminate, unknowable may have been a more apt description of his remarkable discovery. Heisenberg believed it was the act of measuring the position of the electron that made the precise determination of its momentum at the same time impossible. The reason appeared, as far as he was concerned, to be straightforward. The electron is disturbed unpredictably when struck by the photon used to see it in order to locate its position. It was this unavoidable disturbance during the act of measurement that Heisenberg identified as the origin of uncertainty. It was an explanation that he believed was supported by the fundamental equation of quantum mechanics. PQ minus QP equals negative IH over 2 pi, where P and Q are the momentum and position of a particle. It was the inherent uncertainty of nature that lay behind non-commutativity, the fact that P times Q does not equal Q times P. If an experiment to locate an electron were followed by one measuring its velocity, and therefore its momentum, they would give two precise values. Multiplying the two values together yields an answer, A. However, repeating the experiments in reverse order, measuring the velocity first and then the position, would lead to a completely different result, B. In each case, the first measurement caused a disturbance that affected the outcome of the second. If there had been no disturbance, which was different in each experiment, then P times Q would be the same as Q times P. As PQ minus QP would then equal zero, there would be no uncertainty and no quantum world. This audiobook is continued on Disc 9.